Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 37, we're continuing with verses 7 through 17. This is a Psalm of David. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Man, it's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? David continues, do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow. They bring down the poor and needy to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Why does it seem like the corner cutters always get ahead? Like the person who cheats through school and then lands a great job. Like the person who schmoozes their way to promotion. Like the one who doesn't exhibit integrity, but that never seems to affect their lifestyle. You can add to the list. Corner cutters are always irritating. So when God's law is clear about blessing following obedience, why do people succeed in their sinful ways? Well, today's passage says just relax on that thought. Remember, life is a video comprised of years, not a snapshot capturing one moment. Be still and wait patiently for the Lord. Life is short. Eternity is forever. A person will reap what they sow. Instead of being irritated at the wicked, pray for them. Those who serve themselves as their own God will meet a hellish end. The swords they use to slash toward worldly success will pierce their own hearts, David wrote. Keep eternity in mind. The power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Father, help me to keep my focus on you instead of on people, particularly people who seem to get ahead with their sinful schemes. Help me to pray for their eternity as I thank you for my eternity through Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.